This is Messages from the Universe with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Here, Lori delivers information from the Mastery Realms related to astrology, planetary influences, energy surges, and generally how we are evolving. She connects with angels, guides, ascended masters, astro beings, and those that come forward with messages to help us on our journey. Welcome, everyone, to Messages from the Universe podcast.
Hello, this is Lori Wondra, and thank you for listening. Today, I want to talk about messages from dogs. Some would say they are either a dog lover or a cat lover, and some would say they're both. That preference might be due to the energy that they feel with either a cat or a dog, or their experiences with a cat or dog. If you've owned dogs, you understand each dog has his or her personality, and some breeds are known for specific traits. Companions, hunters, herders, lap dogs or protectors, many more. There are purebreds, mixed breds, hybrids, but all dogs provide unconditional love. They have this ability to fill space, and when they are not in that space, the void of energy can be felt so strongly. Even the smallest dog can fill the largest space, and that's based on their love, their capacity, and their mission here on Earth, because all dogs have big hearts. So let's talk about messages from animals. And if a dog shows up, it can mean many things. One, keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. This speaks to the perpetual optimistic energy that dogs carry. You can take a dog for a walk, and 5 minutes after returning home, he wants to go again. Give him a treat, and he's always ready for the next good boy, attaboy, or just for a treat. He will always accept what his human is handing him. Now, dogs do have taste buds, and if you've ever played the game with your dog over choice, for example, our dog will always take blueberries over peas. I can almost guarantee he'll pick out the peas unless hidden in his food. And our dog is old, so we give him fresh food, as with age, his teeth have become bad or they've had to be removed. Now, this doesn't stop him from eating, but he still has his preference for what he eats, which takes me back to the dog's mantra. Keep your faith strong, because no matter what's going on in your life, hold hope for a different outcome. Hold optimism that things are good or will get better. And if a dog shows up, it might mean it's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. Dogs remind us of giving. A dog will snuggle up with his human to give love, warmth, as they are naturally pack animals. They seek out connection, and that connection is energetically through the heart. I've worked with dogs that are attuned to their owner's energy. The owner is sad or in a bad mood. Most dogs will move towards that human to try to right or elevate the low vibration. Dogs are sensitive to our emotions, and emotions are vibration in motion. So if a client asks me why their dog is so sad, oftentimes it is because of the energy that's around them. There are times I've seen a dog move away from a vibration he's not familiar with, or one that scares him. Anger, if directed at them, can be overpowering for any animal. But if a dog is not able to correct the energy, he will begin to shut down, meaning if he doesn't feel his heart or his love or his energy can right the energy, he will shut down. If he's not able to give love, he'll begin to shut down. If he's not in the space of healthy energy, he will begin to shut down. Dogs by nature provide the service of love. That's their vibration. And they remind us that as humans, there are times we might want to volunteer our energy to help others. We too are love. If you elevate you and your vibration and then are helping others, you also help create an overall elevated energy. And dogs just remind us to do this, to keep our energy elevated and to share that elevated energy. Be aware of our energy and how our energy impacts others. Dogs are known to remain determined and resolute even when they face negativity or disappointment. If you've ever watched a dog try to get the last lick of peanut butter from a treat toy or attempt to reach something from a countertop that's too high for him, they will continue to try again and again and again. They don't back down easily. Dogs remind us to problem solve, to keep trying, because you just don't know when you might figure it out when you keep trying. That last jump might be the one that propels you to something great. And dogs remind us of love and appreciation, and they do this creatively. Their energy of love is unconditional and therefore the highest vibration of pure love. They expect nothing as they give love, but they will certainly be open and willing to accept the love you give to them. They open up and they accept love. They teach us to not only give love unconditionally, but to also be open to receiving love in different ways. Sometimes people just want to love us without expectation. Sometimes you do have to wait for those to give love to you, and you will need to continue to give love out unconditionally until they are ready to give love back. But love can and is meant to be given bi-directional, and dogs are the perfect example to teach us how to give love and also, more importantly, how to receive love. Dogs are loyal. They teach us to be loyal and give your loyalty to those you cherish most. Time never seems to be a factor because you can walk into a room and be jumped on by a happy puppy, turn around and leave the room, and upon returning once again, get the same response as if you haven't been seen for weeks. They are always happy to see you. You can see it in their eyes, their demeanor, their motions. They express love. They express companionship and loyalty. And dogs understand the vibration within us. They feel our energy. They feel and hear the vibration in our words. You can say the most drab thing in a high-pitched, happy, excited voice, and you'll get a happy, tail-wagging response. Want to go outside? Let's go for a walk. Let's go to the vet. Even suggesting going to the vet for shots can be made to sound like something fun because the dog is responding to the vibration of the human. Dogs know the way to our hearts and how to energetically connect with our heart, how to give us a certain look that is pleading to go for a walk, go outside, go play with them, or just sit on the couch and cuddle with them. When my dad was alive, our dog's most favorite place to be when my dad visited was on his lap. It was like our dog knew what my dad needed, and that was when he was in his lap. He had a captive audience, and it was just a pure exchange of love. Dogs know when we don't like them, or if we're afraid of them, or don't want to touch them. And depending on the dog, he or she might try to convince you that you actually do like them, maybe by trying to get your attention, or they might turn and walk the other way and ignore you. Dogs know your energy. They know what you're feeling, what level your heart is at, what you're ready for and what you're not ready for. They tune in. And dogs are expressive. As all animals talk to us, dogs will express through wagging their tail, or maybe ducking their tail, perking their ears up or ears pinned back, eyes bright and focused on us, or sad, nervous, defeated, and looking away. In many, many expressions, just pay attention. Dogs will bark, howl, whimper, yip, and make all sorts of other sounds as ways to express to their humans what they want or what they don't want. Our dog is going deaf, and we're noticing how resilient he is, how his other senses are picking up. He tends to sense when a car is pulling in or when someone is approaching the door, and I marvel at that. His sixth sense is developing, and he's clearly depending on that. He's also quickly learning hand signals for when to sit, lay down, and we're working on others. Some days, we wonder if his hearing is truly going or not because he seems to just know or hear, and we just can't decide. Is he hearing us or not hearing us? In that, they remind us how incredibly resilient they are, adaptable. The force that they have to live is so strong within them. They remind us as humans to never give up. Try different ways. Lean into the force of life to thrive. Dogs will also protect. I grew up with dogs that were mostly hunting dogs as my father and brothers were hunters, and those dogs would fetch what they were trained to fetch. But we had a few dogs that were incredibly protective. Should anyone come to the house, those dogs would place themselves between the person and any of us. And at times, I would not have wanted to be one of those people. But there are also stories of how dogs have protected children lost in the woods or protected someone from a person that wanted to harm them. I've witnessed some dogs where if a couple hugs, the dog squishes or tries to come in between them, either protecting or maybe wanting to get in on the love. Some dogs are trained protectors, as in police dogs, but some breeds of dogs have more of this instinct in them than others. In the end, I would say all dogs want their humans to be happy and safe, just as we want our dogs to be happy and safe. Call on dog medicine when you might not feel safe or you feel the need for immediate and strong protection. Energetically, you can call on the energy of dog medicine when you're working on a project and your energy is beginning to wane. Dogs can take a short break and come back with seemingly full force to keep going. Going for a walk, resting, and then going for another walk is an example of that. As well as I think of the dogs in the great sled races like the Iditarod. When I was young, we had a Springer Spaniel that was a great waterfowl hunter. And when he wasn't doing that, I was practicing my softball pitches with him or frisbee tosses. And he never wore out. He'd take a break, get water, and return the ball or frisbee, of course, all slobbered with water. But he still wanted me to continue to play or to toss it. It was usually I that wore out first. Call on dog medicine when you're feeling lonely and in need of companionship. Dogs are pack animals, and they remind us of family, teaming, and hanging out together. With their great capacity to love and give love without any expectation, they make great cuddle buddies. Call on them when you are facing some difficulty or challenges, or you might feel like giving up. I've had some of my clients call their dogs their best counselor ever. The dog will sit and listen for hours and hours and hours and not interrupt, not demand anything, just encourage them. But dogs do encourage us in other ways, to get outside, to exercise, like going for a walk. A dog will even remind us when it's time to eat or go to bed. And I swear, our dog has a clock somewhere hidden in his little body. Dogs serve humanity. Yes, they're loyal and they are hard workers. They are in tune with the environment and alert to what is needed or what might be needed for their community to thrive. They seek ways to make your day better. They make your day better, which might be just them sitting quietly on the rug by your feet while you work. They are happy when you are happy, or they know that they're making you happy. They are responsive. They're quick to their feet when they see the energy shift, always checking and seeing how quickly they can respond to whatever is needed. They are quick to alert, quick to action. They teach us that some things are needed to be resilient and to be alert to, and some things just aren't. Dogs contribute to the overall energy of their space. They fill it, and in their absence, we fill the voids. Unfortunately, humans don't fully understand the energy generators that they are until there is that void. Dogs are our teachers. They teach us when to rest, when to just plop down, take a nap. Things will be right where you left them and you can pick them up later. Dogs teach us to play. They teach us the joy of running after something we like. Watch a dog run after their favorite toy and the excitement as they run back to deliver it to you so you can throw it again. Or if you've ever watched a dog chase his tail, dogs teach us to be silly, just in the moment, let loose. Don't be afraid. Who cares who's watching? Have fun. Be playful. Dogs help us bring out our inner child. Dogs teach us that we have many dynamics within us. We have emotions, and dogs teach us as they show us their emotions that that's healthy. I've worked with many dogs through the years, communicating with them, healing them, playing with them, and just observing them. I do know they all have a mission, just as humans do. They will find you and care for you until that mission is complete, and then it becomes your responsibility to help them. And this is the agreement that we often have with our fur babies. They help us in response to us also helping them. And over the years, connecting with people, I have great memories of some dogs that have brought tears and laughter to me and their owners. Dogs do communicate in their eyes, their body language. Clients often ask me what their dog is saying to them or if they're trying to communicate anything to them. Oh, dogs do have humor. They have personality. They can be sarcastic. They can pick up traits or behaviors from their owners. So I want to share just a few of the comments or some of my favorite that I've collected over the years, things that I've heard or picked up from dogs and what they might say to you, their owner. It's the dog in your face licking or sitting by your bed with his chin on your bed saying, "Wake up, take me outside, play with me. And of course, when you are free, feed me." Or, "Did you feed me? I don't think you fed me today. If you fed me, it wasn't enough and you still need to feed me." And yes, I did chew on the couch, or I did take your favorite shoe. And yes, I did drink out of the toilet. And yes, I even ate the toilet paper. Of course I did that. I also don't like the cat, and I don't like the garbage truck or the man that drives it. He's just angry all the time. And I certainly don't like the mailman. That's even worse. I don't like those last treats. I only eat them because you want me to. I'm following you into the bathroom to protect you and make sure you don't leave again. You said you'd take me for a walk hours ago, and we're still here. I don't like the sound of the wind or lightning or sounds that I can't identify, especially when it's dark outside. I smell bacon. I want bacon, 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 bacon. You are talking all excited, but I know it's not good for me. Okay, I just threw up. Don't yell at me. I warned you. I hate getting wet. Why do I need a bath? I don't want to go outside in the rain. I can't walk in this sweater or these things on my feet. Oh, there's a suitcase. I don't like what that means. That treat the vet tried to give me, I just held it in my mouth because it was a cardboard bribe. Where do you go all day? And why do you leave the TV on? Noise, noise, noise. I know you get irritated with me sometimes, but honestly, you miss me. Those were just a few thoughts that I thought I'd share. Comical thoughts that dogs think, responses or reactions. Really, all you have to do is look at their response to you, how they're standing, where their ears are, their eyes. Most times, they are locked in on us. The one last thing I wanted to address today was the term of crossing the rainbow bridge. That term has always bothered me. I know it's a poem that has been written specifically to calm our emotions or help us process the hurt, the feelings that we have when we do lose an animal. It's meant to help us understand the emotions of the loss of a pet. But when our pets pass, they're free. They're running and playing and chasing things. They do return to visit, to say hello, to check in, sometimes even to train if there's a new pup in the house. Their energy and loyalty and the mission they have doesn't always specifically end when they pass. Most want to make sure that they let their humans know they are all right. They want to make sure that their humans are still all right. If you've had an ill animal that's passed, when they cross, they're restored to their vibrancy. I've had so many clients that have had to assist their dog in passing, making incredibly difficult decisions and trying to understand the depth of the loss. I also know many dogs that have helped their humans cross, providing companionship, love through long hours of waiting. They've remained at their side. This is the contract that we enter into, sometimes pre-destiny before we even come to Earth, and sometimes while we're here on Earth. We have contracts with the animals that are around us, and they have contracts with us. So maybe I don't care for the term crossed the rainbow bridge, as that creates an image in my mind of separation between them and us. And I know in the spirit and energy of a dog, there is no separation. Much like an angel, when called, they will lend their energy to a situation or event. They aren't above or beyond or something in the sky. They are energetically all around and especially in our heart. If hearing the poem of the Rainbow Bridge brings you comfort, please read it, acknowledge it, and please know your dog more than likely is closer to you than you think. I've done many, many, many channelings, gallery events where I feel the running of furry babies across my feet or brushing up against my legs. There have been many times as I move around the room talking with people, I feel as if I have to stop and not move because I don't want to step on a dog. Please know these souls are still sitting at your feet. They're jumping on your bed, sniffing the kitchen floor, for any missed food specks that might have fallen. If you have those memories or suddenly recall a memory of such an activity, that's a sign that your dog is visiting you. And almost on cue, that's my dog in the background. They want you to know they are still here if you need them. They want you to want them. But sometimes dogs that have crossed over, they can be just curious to check in on you and know that they're close. Our fur babies are just that, fur babies, full of responsibility, love, companionship. We take on the responsibility of caring for them just as much as they take on the responsibility of caring for us. They are on the biggest mission of their life, and that's to love us. On the vibration and frequency range, they carry the highest frequency of all, and that is unconditional, compassionate love. So as I end here today, take a moment and think of all those fur babies that are in your life now that you can enjoy, and you've signed that agreement to have them with you, or those that maybe have left you and still visit from the other side. I'm Lori Wondra of Your Life Core, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Messages from the Universe podcast with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. For current events or to schedule a private session with Lori, please visit yourlifecore.com.